Today's reading is often very confusing to people because of the line, "It's easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." And what comes to mind, of course, is a sewing needle, right? Because that always came to my mind as well. But I was wrong. Jesus is actually talking about a gate in the wall of Jerusalem called the Eye of the Needle. Let me explain. Jerusalem, along with most towns and practically all cities in the time of Jesus, had walls built around them. Walls built for the people's protection from wild animals, from thieves, from brigands, from people who just want to come and take control over your city. And during the daytime, there were guards standing by the main gates, and the gates were open for people to come and go. But at nighttime, those gates were locked and were not to be opened until the sun came up. You see, they had no way of knowing who was coming down the road. There are no cell phones, no satellites, no television, nothing like that, and no high-beam lighting either. They had torches and lamps, is all they had. So at nighttime, if you wanted to come to the main gate, they wouldn't open it. Now, what if, though, you were coming at night and you had to get in? Well, they had what was called the Eye of the Needle. That was the nickname that Jerusalem had for their small gate. Most towns would have it. It would have been a gate about as high as this pulpit and about maybe just not quite as wide as this pulpit. And you would have to, if you were coming with a cart and things to sell, you'd have to leave those outside. If you were carrying a lot of stuff, you'd have to drop that off your back. And you bow way down. See, I'm really tall, so I can't get lower than this. And you'd walk through. And on the other side would be a guard with an axe to make sure you weren't an enemy. So that's how you got in, humbly. You bowed in humility, and you took an act of faith, and you walked through the gate. And that's how you got in. So it was possible for a camel, it had to be a small camel, on its knees, and it would have to crawl through it. But the point Jesus is making is that the young man wanted to be called good, and Jesus told him what to do, sell his stuff and give it away. He couldn't do it. He was too attached to it. Jesus has nothing against stuff. He knows we got to eat. He knows we need a job. He knows we got bills to pay. He knows we need a roof over our head. And considering the weather, hopes that our furnaces work. And there we are. He understands that. Things in and of themselves have no real moral, you can't make a moral decision on one way or another. But it's what we do with it matters. And the old saying is, you live in the world, you don't live for the world. And you need stuff, but you don't live for stuff. And the point Jesus is making is that, yeah, we have to lose things in this world, but don't get too attached to them. Don't make them the end-all, be-all. Because when God calls you from this world, believe me, all your stuff stays behind. And the only thing Jesus is going to be interested in is, what did you do with the stuff? Did you care? Did you show compassion? Did you take care of your family? Did you take care of your neighbors? Did you take care of the poor? Did you show that you were concerned? And were you willing to use some of your stuff to put it into action? That's what it is. I once heard a homily many years ago about a priest who described the gates of heaven in just this way. He'd say, you think the pearly gates are big and wide and everybody walks through? He says, no, it's like the eye of the needle. You've been real, real low. You leave everything behind and you walk through in great faith. And that's how one enters. I leave it to your imagination. But the message is very clear today. Don't get too attached with the things you have, and do what you can to help the poor.